Nina Kaiser joins us on Sports Byline. She has parlayed a career as a thoroughbred exercise rider with an innate ability in art to become a world-renowned equine sculptor. She has been selected to sculpt many of the outstanding horses of our times, including John Henry, Sunday Silence, AP Indy, Serena's Song, and also Zenyatta, and she joins us here on Sports Byline. You know, when I read this story, I was fascinated by it, and I saw that you had a background of actually being involved in horse racing. Tell me how you transitioned or used that background in horse racing to move in the direction that you did with equine sculpturing.
Well, I think first and foremost, my interest always was with the horses and horse racing, and it just sort of, I was artistically inclined, and I mean, if you want to go way back, like a lot of little girls, or horse crazy little girls, I drew horses, and so I think I never lost that interest in art, and it just sort of followed naturally. And as far as becoming a sculptor, it really was nothing more than I saw that there was a lot of people doing painting, horse painting, so I thought, I don't see too many people doing sculpture, so let me try that. And then, of course, I got very, very fortunate with a lot of people early on that just sort of, you know, helped foster my work as far as, you know, giving me my early commissions and everything, and, you know, taking a chance on an untried artist.
Nina, one of the things that I find fascinating is that if you're painting a horse, it's almost one-dimensional, but with certainly doing it as a sculptor, it's multidimensional. What are the challenges of doing that compared to, say, just painting a subject?
Well, I would like to say, I hope there's no painters listening, but I think it's more difficult. I don't want to insult any painters, but getting one side of it has always been, you know, getting one image is always easy for him, is always easy. It's just, you know, getting the rest of the pieces to all knit together is the hard part. That's what takes, I work on a turntable, and you just keep, you know, turning the piece around and around and around to, you know, seeing how all the pieces fit together. So I think it's a lot, I think it's a lot harder. Plus, I don't have to deal with color and all that, too, so I'm not trying to disparage the painting world.
Yeah, but I would think that you're putting it onto one subject, meaning onto a palette of some type, in other words, or onto a sheet of paper. But what you're doing is really the material you're using, I would think, would not be amenable to being able to make something. I mean, how do you have to deal with that in order to create the subject you're trying to create?
And what did you say that the material is not amenable to what?
Well, I'm just saying that you're dealing with what? Cast iron? Is that what you're dealing
with?
No.
It's not quite that. That would be really, really, really difficult. I would not be able to do that. Somebody might be able to be. But what the way sculpture is produced is my work, the artist's work, is done in creating a clay model, which is then goes through the lost wax process, which you are, you know, assisted by a foundry who makes a mold of the original model. And then the bronze is poured into the mold, and then it is cast. So it's a big effort from, you know, kind of a lot of people. My part mainly consists of creating the clay model, and then I, in effect, hand it off to the professionals at a foundry, even though, you know, there's still a lot of hands-on involvement for me at that point. But I'm not pouring 200 degree, I believe, molten bronze into the. I don't mess with that.
Do you try to capture the personality or any aspect of a horse that maybe might not be readily available or at least seen by most people? I mean, you're in horse racing. You spent 20 years working as an exercise rider and an assistant trainer at racetracks across the country. So you certainly do have a feel for horses. So as you try to, you know, capture that and make a sculpture, are you able to do that? What do you look for?
Well, I like to think that that's possibly my forte or whatever, because as what I consider myself first as a horseman, any horseman is able to see and detect the subtle differences subtle or major differences in a horse's physicality. But as you were saying, the personality is as well. And I don't know exactly how to say that I do it, but when I'm creating a sculpture of a particular horse, because most of my work is commissioned, so I am doing a particular horse, such as a Zenyatta or Sunday Silence or something, I'm always trying, I'm always feeling the personality and the distinctive characteristics of that horse and trying to imbue the work with that, with those characteristics and personality.
In your own words, you have said that Zenyatta, the sculpture that you've done there, is the hardest thing I've ever done on so many levels. Explain why.
Well, I'm almost recovered from it now, so it doesn't seem quite as painful as it was at the time, and I don't mean to exaggerate that, but first and foremost, I think it was because of the enormity of the project, not only the physicality, the sheer size of it, but more is the importance of it, how important Zenyatta was to so many people, and how visible this sculpture was going to be. The sculpture is at Santa Anita, which is where I essentially grew up riding horses. And, the honor of having my work at Santa Anita is that's one thing. Everybody, all my peers riding by and walking by it every day, that's another thing. And then the general public who loves Zenyatta so much, that's another thing. So there are a lot of levels there.
You said that you looked at John Henry and you wondered why I did this. What was it about looking at John Henry that made you say, what the heck have I done?
What are you referring to there?
Well,
the
quote says,
biting off more than I could chew, or what?
Yeah, well, you said the quote was, I looked at John Henry and wondered why I did this, and I should have done this
and
that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah, of course. I look at Zenyatta, and I kind of go, gee, I wish I could have this or didn't, maybe this or that. But that's probably the nature of any artist, be whether they're doing a painting or even like a writer thinks the same thing when they write a book, that they labor over every word, and then when it comes out they probably read it and go, gee, why didn't I say it that way?
I think
it's kind of the nature of it, but yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I look at that and wish that this had, I'd done this a little different, or that could have been a little different, but there comes a time, possibly if I'd kept doing things a little different, the sculpture would still be in my studio rather than at Santa Anita.
You have also designed trophies for the Breeders' Cup, Santa Anita, Del Mar, Hollywood Park, and others. Is that something that you enjoy doing? And how do you come up with the idea about what that trophy is going to look like?
Yeah, I love doing trophies. Ideas, I don't know. In one sense, you are kind of limited, because if they're basically asking for a sculpture of a horse, and a racehorse only does so many things, I'm always trying to think of something new, and that's difficult.
You know, as an artist, I'm going to ask you this question, because I think I know the answer, but what is the intrinsic beauty of a racehorse? I've been around them and I know them, and I wonder what somebody who certainly is an expert like you, who has to capture that intrinsic value, probably can explain it better. What is it, Nina?
Yeah, that's a great question. Honestly, I was just thinking about that yesterday. I was up at Santa Anita and looking at, watching a lot of horses gallop and walk by, and the lines of a thoroughbred, to me, they're just... it's kind of hard to, the athleticism, the fitness, the body type and everything is just, it would be, somebody asked, well, would you be interested in sculpting this kind of horse or that horse? I'm so spoiled with the thoroughbred, because it'd be like saying, I don't know, I was kind of comparing it to if you got to sculpt a possibly like an Olympic gymnast or a track star, naked, say, as opposed to just your average person. What, Do you see where I'm going with
this? No, I do know what you mean, because their bodies are so totally different than the average person.
Right, and the thoroughbred, a fit racehorse, because it has that, you know, the muscle, you know, I just think that there's probably the same way that people admire the fine lines of a Ferrari, and they're not real interested in your Toyota Corolla, so to speak.
I want to thank you very much. I think this is a fascinating subject, and I've seen some of the pictures of some of the sculptures that you have done. You are very, very talented, but I think what makes you so talented is that you have a feel for it because you grew up in horse racing, and I think that is where the artist really comes out in you, Nina. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate it. Nina Kaiser with us, and again, she has parlayed a career as a thoroughbred exercise rider with an innate ability in art to become a world-renowned equine sculptor. We'll take a break, come back on the other side as we continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.